Yo, what up? It's your big homie Kodak. We in the building, and it is the Valentine's edition of the Big Homie's House. So today in the house we have big homie Lex, big homie 17, big homie Lola. What's up? How y'all doing?
Hola.
Everything's good.
Everything good?
17.
Lex, you shot today?
I'm good. I just recorded my episode, so you know I came in here a little tipsy.
The poor minds, girls. You know, she got some Hennessy. You know what I'm saying?
I like the pinky up.
You see me? It's a reaction.
Okay.
You know, that player come out to you, goddamn.
I'm dead.
So like I said, it's the Valentine's Day edition of the Big Homie's House. So is everybody in here? Y'all single?
Yeah.
Everybody single?
How you know?
I'm dead. I got a situation.
What the fuck does that mean?
I got a man.
Does he know you?
He absolutely
does. Situation
doesn't
sound like a man. Situation sounds like a situation.
No, it's a great situation.
Is he in a relationship? Are you single? Is that what that means?
Oh, absolutely not.
Oh, see, I love
Kodak. I don't even know why you trying to act. Kodak, no, I'm never.
Situation,
so well, I did say situation.
Like you think you in a relationship.
Oh, absolutely not. Know. Well, Kodak already knows.
No, that's anybody, that's the player in a relationship.
Exactly.
So we got to protect that nigga emotions.
Oh my.
But Kodak knows I'm never even on American soil, so I'm glad just to be here because of him. You know what I'm saying? So we'll just leave it.
Oh, so that was the nigga behind your goddamn Legos trip.
Bye.
Oh, the dots is connecting.
I'm dead.
The dots are connecting.
We're not going to be messy today.
Oh, we are. Well, we are. I don't know about you. Well, I don't know about you. So we're going to get this thing started. It's the Valentine's Day edition. So us single folks going to have a conversation. You just going to participate.
Okay, cool.
Cool. So, first question. Let's talk about what happened this weekend. It was Super Bowl weekend in Miami. There was a lot of things going on, and a lot of people got flued out. I hope they didn't get the one-way flights and hoping they came up and was going to pay their way back.
Cause I feel like it was more like a lot of people flew themselves out and was hoping to get flew back home.
Or maybe they wouldn't have to fly back home.
You know, yeah, that too.
Be permanent Miami residents. Yeah. So one thing we saw go down was Gervonta Davis choking up a woman at a Super Bowl event. That was his baby mom?
I
seen it. That was rough.
That was rough. What do we think about this situation? Because a lot of people were saying that the men in the area should have helped intercept or break up that fight or challenge Gervonta themselves. I don't think the people that were saying that knew exactly who the fuck Gervonta Davis is.
They knew.
Gervonta Davis is a boxer who's known for beating niggas the fuck up. So I want to know, ladies and gentlemen, do you think somebody should have intervened?
I mean, on the one hand, it's like, ooh, you know, I don't want to get involved in, you know, other couple's business. But on the other hand, it's like, just from a man shouldn't put his hands or be snatching up on a woman, like, you know, somebody should have came to her defense. Dude right next to her said, all right, I'm out. And then the white people was just like, as they went out. So somebody could have intervened. I know they got security at these events. Somebody seen it. And it's a lot of cameras. So somebody could
Somebody should have did something.
Somebody could have done something, yeah.
What you think?
First off, he's a boxer, like you said.
Nigga got hands.
Legally.
He has weapons attached to his body.
Hands that destroy people. So, you know, at the end of the day, you got to put that in mind. But, you know, I don't believe in getting inside nobody's relationship, though. You know what I mean? That's crazy. Like, you don't know what she did or he did or the history.
What their dynamic is.
You don't know. So, you know, you grab him and he's like, but you don't know, big dog. You're like, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? Getting the wrong thing, you know, so.
Very true.
Stay away from people's stuff, especially when it's domestic.
Yeah. Lex, what do you think?
I just feel like everybody was like, oh, he's a registered boxer. Like, I get it. He's a boxer or whatever. But he's like 5'1", 130 pounds. Is everybody just scary? That's how I feel. Damn. We're not saying attack the man or fight him. But somebody could at least been like, hey, this ain't the time or the place.
Hey. Put the kawashi out there.
I just feel like, you know what I'm saying? You see a man, he was like roughing her up. This is a grown man and nobody even stepped in to be like, kind of like, he drug her out of the building.
Can we talk about the security guards that was with him? Like,
and didn't do anything.
Like, y'all knew this man was going to snatch her up.
Everybody pussy. Everybody pussy.
Are they on?
Everybody pussy.
He paid him, so, you know.
It don't matter, like, if you good security, you gonna make sure I don't catch a case. This man finna catch a damn case.
Period.
But you ain't never tried to break something up and then the girl trip on you? Like, you
I've heard, I've heard, she I've heard of that happening. Like, I've heard of that happening.
If this crazy girl was minding her business, enjoying whatever was going on at the time, well, and he just walks right up.
Well, maybe she wasn't minding the right business. I'm fucking with you. But no, I'm saying Gervonta Davis was wrong. Dead ass wrong. But I'm not gonna, like, nigga, Like, say if somebody did jump in and they get beat the fuck up, and then she, the type of chick, be like, oh, well, that's my nigga, so, you know, I'm going to side with him. So you beat the fuck up, you got a charge, and she's still with that nigga.
Still with him.
What happened?
Still with
What positive comes out of that situation? Might now, if she was, if he was on the verge of actually, like, beating the shit out of her, then I'm pretty sure people probably would have intervened. The video is only like 5-6 seconds, so that's a quick time for you saying somebody need to swoop in and goddamn save the day.
He ain't Ray Rice.
I mean, it didn't have to be everybody in the stands. He got two black men right here behind him. As a black man, you got daughters, you got mothers, you got sisters, you got aunts. And you don't want nobody snatching your mama up like that? I don't care what your mama did. Your mama could have been over there sucking the pastor's dick. It don't give your daddy the right to go up and snatch her like that. You gotta handle your business.
You gotta keep your hands to yourself.
Handle that situation, but don't be putting your hands on a woman. Like,
I agree.
Definitely. Because
if she was to do that to you, you're going to feel some type of way.
Well.
And nowadays, men will hit you back. So.
Well, you know, Ari was known for putting her hands on him.
Just in case
she was talking. She was.
But we're not talking about Ari. We're talking about his baby mama.
It's a goalpost.
But we're not. We're not moving the goalpost.
Ari is dead wrong for putting her hands on a man. Cause like I said, men don't care no more.
Exactly.
You want to skirt to me like you a man? Okay, I'm finna box you like a man. Some females do not care. Like you can't do like that. That's not right. You shouldn't be putting your hands on nobody. The point it gets physical, it's time for you to just
Have y'all ever been in a situation like that where a nigga tried to put his hands on you?
Right. I've definitely been in a situation where somebody put
So how did you deal with it?
I kicked them out and I called the police on them. And that was that. I no longer communicate with this person.
And that was it?
Yeah, okay. I just ended it like that.
Cool. Lex, have you ever been in a situation?
Yeah, it was kind of the same thing. I just kind of... It was a little, like, lingering on because, you know, you think that you would leave in that situation right off the bat. But, you know, shit happens and you don't end up leaving right away. But I can say for me, it didn't get better. So, eventually,
I left right away.
Yeah, see, eventually
you left
for...
You boosted up on my birthday.
Yeah, so, I mean...
Well, we had somebody on last week and said, shit, they got a 3-hit limit.
I'm dead. It ain't no... I don't... Yeah, it's not a limit. Like, nah, I feel dude, like I now... Like, I was young.
You do it one time, boom, boom. Yeah. Again.
I feel like
it.
As an adult
You got
now,
one more time, nigga.
Because I didn't know better then, but as an adult now, like, if a man put his hands on me, I'm out. I'm done.
Yeah. I think that is something that comes with age, you know, because people are like, oh, well, you know, he was just emotional. They'll probably try to make excuses for that, but...
Yeah, nah.
I definitely get it.
All I say is, sir, you might want to run because my shooters is coming for you.
Mm. Big guns.
Lola, you look like you got hands. Like, you're beating the nigga the fuck up. You be beating niggas the fuck up.
I don't have to do that.
Oh, you shoot niggas now.
No. Like, I'm one of these type of people, like, I'm going to fight you with my words. Like, my mouth is a motherfucker. And if you take me to the point where I got to get physical with you, then you deserve that shit.
No shit.
No shit.
May
no
God have mercy because I won't.
Oof. Shit. Okay, now.
Woman's gone. Don't do that.
So, like I said, Valentine's Day edition episode, so I got a question for you.
Why me? Oh, God.
Because you're the only person in a relationship. Well, you can answer it, too. So, if you are, it's Valentine's Day, right? Mm-hmm. So, Valentine's Day the 14th. Let's say a nigga break up with you, like, the 10th and after.
Mm.
What does this mean?
If he breaks up with me, like, on February 10th?
Yes.
I mean...
Like, what does that mean to you? Like, do you think this nigga was just trying to avoid giving you a gift, or...
Well, honestly, I don't really talk to men that avoids doing stuff like that.
Yeah,
so if we're breaking up on the 10th, it must have been like something was going on.
It was some serious shit.
It was some serious shit.
You don't talk to bro niggas.
I don't talk, yeah. I'm not trying to be like weird, but I don't talk to niggas and be like, oh, let me break up with her so I ain't got to get her nothing.
And get back with you on the 16th.
Yeah, because that's not happening.
I had an ex that picked a fight like on purpose the day before.
Just
to not have to do nothing.
So how did
took himself out to like get a pedicure and then went and spent time with another bitch.
Oh no.
And put it on Snap. Like I'm not gonna see it. Are you dumb? I can see you.
I'm dead.
So when you saw that shit, like what went through your mind?
Fuck him.
Oh well shit. That's it. That's what it is. Cause damn, that's fucked up.
I'm dead.
Mm-mm. What are you about to say?
Well, I just feel like Valentine's Day is cool. Like, I feel like that's a day, you know, to get gifts and stuff. But I feel like you're supposed to be kind of, like, fucking with people that it's, like, Valentine's Day is kind of just, like, you know, a day to be fun. But, like, everything we do is, like, lit anyway. So it's, like, we go on trips. We do this. We go to dinner. He gets me stuff that I want. So Valentine's Day is cool, but it ain't no pressure because he already do that on a regular.
So is Valentine's Day every day?
I mean, when I'm with my nigga,
it is. Yes.
When I'm with my nigga, it is.
I mean, honestly, if you're dealing with somebody who's romantic, like, men these days, they not really that romantic.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, when people say, oh, you should celebrate your birthday, you should celebrate living every day, I really do think, like, there are exceptions. Like, okay, you celebrate being, you're excited to be alive every day.
Of
but
course.
On your birthday, it got to be a different type of occasion. It's a
course.
Different type of turn up.
Of
it's
course.
Your day.
Right.
It's your life anniversary. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, how you feel about this, Auntie?
It's the other way around for me, you know, because I live a different lifestyle. You know, I'm AOB. It's like...
What does AOB stand for?
All on a bitch.
All so, on a bitch?
All on a bitch.
Oh, yeah, I know that's
yeah.
right.
Yeah, so it's like, really like, you know, for the lifestyle I can provide for you, you know, you got to kind of show me, you know, your value. You got to show me the worth. You know what I'm saying?
So, you're talking about pre-dates, right?
Gotta... Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
She's sick. She hates that shit.
Why?
But because we were talking.
Strong women are in charge now.
We were talking last week about a woman about seeing if a woman like feeling her vibe before you right really commit. And
we
were talking about pre-dates, and they take it as like, oh, pre-dates is something that you plan. It's something that you got to like. It's officially called a pre-date. Is just pulling up to some shit we doing.
Fact.
You feel me? It's not like, oh, it's not always Waffle House. It can be Waffle House. We love Waffle House here, right?
No.
We love Waffle...
No.
I'm not hanging out with somebody for the first time at Waffle House.
Okay, well, you had your own situation, and I need clarity on this shit, because even when I was talking about it earlier, I didn't know what the fuck it was. So what the fuck is a soda date? Mm.
Okay, this happened to my friend.
Please, we need to hit this
soda
shit.
Date.
Soda date.
He asked my
date.
Friend out for coffee. Mm. She was like, I don't drink coffee. He was like, okay, let's go grab some sodas. Like, it's 1924. Mm-hmm. No.
And it was about to be at the ice cream parlor with
like,
the gals
no.
and guys.
I don't think
I've
that's cute.
I've had an ice cream date before.
Ice cream dates are okay if that's somebody you've been like dating with for a while, before like a first date.
Like this your first time meeting.
I like to be courted. I feel like men, like if you're approaching me, you need to find out what do I like? What do I like to do? Like what's fun to me? If you're pursuing me.
And he's only supposed to find that out through talking to you.
Of course. If we're texting, we're talking on the phone, it ain't nothing to be like, you know what do you like to do? Because I want to take you on a date. And I'm not going to say no ice cream. I'm not saying he got to spend $500. It don't even matter about the money that he spends.
But okay, so you're saying you want to do that back and forth texting and talking on the phone. What if he want to, like, go get ice cream with you to get to know that information?
And that's not, I don't think that's particularly a date.
Nah, I'm not with it. I feel like you need to ask me what I like to do or we can figure out something, but I don't like to...
You just don't like ice cream dates?
I don't like ice cream dates.
Okay, I can see that.
I don't like that.
It's kind of like...
To me, this is how, this is the type of woman I... Right, no, I'm saying, but this is for me. I love getting dressed up. I love being dolled up. I like to put my heels on, my makeup, hair done, be a bad bitch, and I like to step in with my nigga like, yeah, this is what the fuck we do. I can't do that at no fucking ice cream parlor. So I want to go to dinner. I want to go to a little lounge, have some drinks. That's what I like to do. So I feel like if you're trying to get to know me, you don't need to take me out for ice cream to figure that out. I can let you know via text, hey, this is what I like to do so we can link up and do this.
I get that.
I feel that. And I think, like, to that effect, women deserve nice shit. But I feel like everybody in your life is there for a different reason. Like, every woman that I'm texting, I'm not particularly trying to date, if you get what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, some women, I'm just trying to beat. I'm just trying to beat. I'm trying to beat your back out.
And, oh, God.
And to that effect, I'm not trying to goddamn do all this planning and shit. I'm not even texting you before goddamn 10 p.m.
Hmm.
Why the fuck would I plan some exclusive shit for you? I'm just saying, and that's as a guy, that's like, there's no nice way to say that shit.
Right, of course.
There's no, I mean, you feel me?
Just to find out that she's emotionally wounded.
You can just go trick off.
No, it's not.
But I'm not tricking off because I feel like at the same time, like,
I mean,
I see the type
you
of
you don't want to take them out and all that. You really cut through the bullshit with that. Here you go. Here's your money. Here's what it is. Let's fuck.
But the best ones don't be with that. I wish everybody was, but the best ones, they're not going
to
do that.
But, the best ones, them be the ones I be trying to keep, like, them is the elites on the team. Them is the Kobe's and the LeBrons. Now, you got some goddamn Jared Dudley's out there.
Definitely some Dudley's.
There's some Jared Dudley's out there.
Dudley's.
And some goddamn JaVale McGee's.
Mm-hmm.
That shit. You may not be particularly the star on the team, but I want to keep you.
I might want to keep you. Some things you do.
You serve a role well. You might have a real fat ass.
Real
you might
fat.
Have some big lips. You feel me?
Okay, but, so you saying all this that she's, that you want, but what are you doing for her? Just giving her some dick?
I mean, it can be dick, it can be nice conversation, it can be goddamn a nice date every now and then, but I'm not gonna give you the full Monty.
Okay.
You're not getting 100%. You're not gonna get the same shit that a chick I actually like is getting.
Okay.
Like, and when I, like I've said this before, like when I actually like a chick, I wanna see what she, the shit that she's into, so I can kinda help her with that shit.
Right.
You feel me? Like, if it's somebody who I'm interested in, like, not even, like, romantically, but, like, somebody who I see is helping me with my shit, then I want to say, like, damn, what are you into? How can I help you? Like, I asked you that shit the other day because she's helping me, you feel me, with some of the shit that I'm trying to do professionally.
Right.
So how can I help you do what you want to do? But if it's like, damn, I just see, like, you just make my dick hard. Just want to put it in you one time. You know,
I just want to feel it.
I just want to feel it one time. It's not even going to last that long. We probably going to be here, like, we probably just going to be there about 10, 15 minutes. You feel me? And I'm the type of nigga, I feel like, with all the shit that I'm doing, hell no, I'm not gonna pay to be around no pit. Like,
just for your time.
Yeah, I'm not.
Just to see what you like.
You know, you need to be paying me.
Oh!
Didn't I tell you? A-O-B.
You on the bit, all on the bit. You feel me?
I can't pay.
That's how I feel about that shit. So
I mean, because, like, first off, let's keep it real about the numbers and statistics here. It's a lot of lonely women in Atlanta. You understand? It's a lot of, what's it, like 18 to 1, 20 to 1? I'd be in the club sometimes.
Yeah,
it'd be none but bitches.
I remember, no niggas.
I remember when
I was in college.
Is it my birthday?
I was in college one time. Well, I was not in college one time. I was there for a while. But one time, specifically, I noticed. I was sitting in class, my nigga. Class, like 40 people. Like, my nigga, it's four dudes in here. It's four dudes.
40 people, 4 dudes.
36 women here. Damn, bro, you're right.
Come on, now.
So, I mean, like, statistically, the odds is in our favor.
Numbers don't lie.
But that don't mean we're supposed to settle.
I don't think, I don't think you should settle. I just think you should realize the battle you are in.
That's true.
Oh, I'm not in no battle.
And then,
you're not. You're not in no battle.
But then the guys who are there.
Walk your own path.
The guys who are there, you got the homosexual ones who don't even want y'all. Mm-hmm. So then you got that, like, takes half the battle off. Spiced. Then you got the niggas, like you said, who can't afford you.
Mm-hmm.
That takes 75% of the battle off.
Who say 99?
And let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. So, can't afford.
You heard the day she said.
But he wouldn't be broke.
Man, I'll Uber into the spot.
Like, everybody don't be broke though. Like it's different levels to being broke.
It is.
It's like broke bitch don't work, not
don't
trying to work.
Right.
Get whatever she can get from whoever she
now,
can
if you
get.
If you have your own career and you're
right, there's
you're
paycheck
chasing
to paycheck, bro.
You're chasing something. That's different.
Exactly.
You know,
that is different.
You're like the average American. You're actually trying to do some shit. But if you out here living off Cash App donations and OnlyFans.
Ain't nothing wrong with no Cash App donations.
Right? No, I don't do OnlyFans because the girls be making. I don't have an OnlyFans, but I don't like when people try to throw them in that category.
No.
They
I'm
be
saying,
getting money.
No, I'm saying if you're living off Cash App donations and the OnlyFans donations, I mean, that shit can end in any minute.
Where are all the dudes who ordering the
porn? Porn ain't going nowhere.
Free porn. Free porn
been here
for a minute.
Who ordering the OnlyFans?
They're making money though.
They be like, yeah, I got that OnlyFans.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. My nigga pulled up his email account one time.
You seen it?
I seen the goddamn shit. I was like, damn, my nigga.
But y'all have to realize the kind of world that we live in. Like, y'all around, like, real niggas and niggas that's getting bitches and stuff.
Right.
I'm not saying that people that subscribe to OnlyFans
just
don't.
Corny
but
niggas.
Y'all have to realize it's a lot of men at home and they just, you know, they talking to these women. They're having, you know, they feel like that's their friend in their head. And they paying. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of people like
or
that.
Or they have serious
it's a market.
Fetishes for
yeah,
whatever
they have
that person is providing.
There's something going on.
Yeah. So it's like, it's always been a market there. Sex is the oldest business in the world.
It's like some
agriculture is the oldest business.
I'm dead.
What was niggas selling first, pussy or fruit?
Pussy.
Definitely.
Niggas gotta have energy to fuck the pussy.
They want pussy. Niggas want pussy.
Niggas want.
And you know
niggas
what? That
star
is
for
the,
pussy.
That is
niggas
the goddamn problem. Niggas is horny. Horny niggas is the reason y'all motherfuckers have an avenue to make money.
And?
Am I lying?
Right.
But I mean, it is what it is.
I'm just saying.
This is an industry created by men, though.
You know how many women have paid for their flights back to Atlanta from Miami because of a horny nigga? Horny dick spend way more money than the goddamn
that just sounds like a very, very smart person.
To me. Especially if you ain't got a fuck. Niggas just be horny. Sometimes they just want
right.
to be around you.
You right.
Some dudes just want somebody to talk to them.
They dead ass. Do you know how many catfish pages we have?
She do have Pepe. Shout out
to Pepe. I have hella
Shout
catfish.
Out Pepe.
I'm dead.
Shout out to Pepe.
I have hella catfish.
Somebody catfish who's been pages. Catfishing her for the past 2 years.
And it's
oh
a
my
lot.
God. There's
it's
a page on Instagram. Like, they've been doing it, like, since I started my shit.
Yeah. But it's more than one.
For shit that I definitely do
yeah,
not do.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So,
so
I feel
what
like,
happens when niggas actually, because they are selling meetups and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens when the money's transacted and, like, they give a nigga a location?
I don't know personally, but I know, like, I've had men be like, hey, what's your Cash App? And I'm like, I'll send them my Cash App, and they send me bread. So I know that if somebody's, really? That's their whole purpose of doing that, and they're having conversations, they're probably making hella money.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I don't have the time or the patience. I'm not about to sit here and text somebody that I don't know and I don't care to meet up with, and that stuff gets weird. But, like I said, I've had people just send me money, like, out the blue, like, all
that
the time.
That reminds me of that scene in
Somebody
Club.
Just sent me, like, $150 and was like,
no instructions?
Nothing. Like, just somebody.
Not instructions.
Who, like, from Instagram. Like, out the blue, too.
Yeah. Y'all remember that scene in the Players Club? I spent a lot of money on you.
I'm
dead.
I'm dead now. Niggas outside her door and shit. But no, I remember, and I think it was the first episode, we had my homegirl Candy up here. And we were talking about this time, we went out to eat at a little Mexican spot on Peachtree.
Mm-hmm.
And while we were there, she's popping the Candy I told you about.
Mm-hmm.
She's real popping on Instagram. And niggas had sent her, like, $150, like, while we're in the restaurant. I was like, damn, nigga.
And honest to God, that's really, like, low end.
Yeah. She said that was low end.
That's low end, because, like I said, like, I be getting sent, Drea, you know how Drea should be. So it's just, like, it's common. So imagine the women that are out here doing it for a living. These women are clearing six figures easy.
You see? And I'm just a nigga behind the scenes getting the extras.
I'm dead.
I'm just a nigga behind the scenes. You know what I'm saying?
AOB. That's what I'm trying to be.
It's a lifestyle.
I'm trying to be the OnlyFans
camera. You sound
camera
like
guy.
One of these dudes that will, like, get with a chick that's getting, like, real good money from her baby daddy.
That takes 70%.
And be waiting on them baby daddy checks.
Ashtray,
every
bitch.
Every single month.
I'm dead. No, he did it.
Bye.
Oh, my God.
I'm dead. No.
Okay. Funniest or best Valentine's Day moment? Or most memorable? Because sometimes we have some awful Valentine's Day moments.
I ain't never had a good one.
I'm not. Damn. I've never had a bad one. So I don't know.
Damn. Night and day in this motherfucker.
Yeah, I've never had a bad.
She dolled up.
What about you?
Oh, but should I say I don't get dolled up, baby?
No, I'm saying, I didn't say that.
No. You the baddest because you was originally in here with a Burberry shirt on. She came
my
out.
My kisses showed me up. My kisses came with it.
She definitely.
Just something slight. Just something slight.
No, but like you said, half and half, I'd say. Had some bad ones, some good ones.
I think my most memorable one is definitely in high school. It wasn't a good one, boy. I gave a chick a goddamn bear. She gave it to another nigga.
Damn.
A queen.
Ooh.
All off a nigga.
Back then.
All off a nigga.
That's better than a nigga returning A-O-E. Your gift so he can go pay his phone bill.
Oh, damn. No.
Right.
Wow. Wi-Fi man. Phone, man.
This is in high school.
Oh, okay.
Wow. So, Lex.
I'm not gonna lie, like, I've never had a bad Valentine's Day. Like, I've had Valentine's Day where I was single and I just didn't do anything.
What you got going this next week?
I don't know. We'll see. He's coming out here next week, so I don't
he
know.
He's not even here?
No, he's not here. I don't date in Atlanta.
Whoa.
He's back and forth. He has a house in Houston and an apartment in Dallas, so he's back and forth. He's in oil and gas, so.
Oh.
That's right, girl. Damn. Get that money.
Yeah. Fuck these rap niggas.
Right.
Oh, she yeah, that's Bendy.
Oil money.
She got a nigga in an industry.
Right. I'm oil dead. Money is big time. Okay.
No, but it's nothing like that. But like I said, I don't expect anything. You know, because like every time I'm with him, it's cool. Like he always makes sure he shows me a good time. He's a good guy. So
could he take you on a soda date?
He would never take me on a soda date.
He knows
because that's what, no, it's not him knowing the rules. It's because of what he likes to do.
Mm.
The stuff he done put me on, he was like, no, I'm gonna show you this, and I'm gonna take you here. I asked to go to Legos. He was like, let's go. I don't be asking for all that shit. That's just stuff that he wants to do for me. You know what I'm saying? I don't lay out like this is what you have to do. I just be trying to see where people at, and that's where he was
how
at.
How goofy ass be getting these niggas?
Goofy in the mug.
Goofy as fuck.
The boys love to laugh, ladies. See, everybody, let me tell y'all something. Girls, don't get me wrong. I done got my body done, too. Everybody wants to look good. I take care of myself. But at the end of the day, you can be the baddest bitch. But if you don't have a personality or things to talk about to keep these niggas interested, they gonna fuck and be gone.
That is the goddamn truth. Because if you are boring,
I'm shit. Telling you, niggas love to laugh at
you. Got
and you know me, Kodak.
Out of here.
I'm dead. And you know me, Kodak. Like, if anything, I love the way I look, but I always talk about my personality first before I talk about the way I look. I talk about the shit that I have going on, my podcast, my shows, things like that. Like,
yeah,
that's what I talk about first every time.
Well, I need to take a page out of your book because I definitely be getting, you know, startup niggas because, you know, I believe in the black man. But,
fuck it. We're going to have Lola on Poor Minds.
Yes.
Cause shit, they be on there talking about getting titty fucked and all that shit.
I'm dead.
She
trying to raise you.
She trying to goddamn.
She trying to raise you.
She trying. She putting you down, man.
I got you, girl. She putting you down.
Don't change, though.
No, putting you down. Okay, we got to put you down. That is big bank lingo. That means I'm putting you on game.
Mm. Yeah, putting you down.
What'd you think it meant? Oh, like putting you down.
No.
The
whole time, man.
No. What? Nigga,
what?
When?
Fuck,
who?
How much?
Huh?
I didn't do any of that.
We just learned what putting you down was like a month ago.
Okay.
So shout out to Big Bank. I'm putting you down. Say it one time, Cass.
I'm putting you down, man.
So we're going to go into the next segment, which is facts or cap.
Oh, God.
Yes. So the first question. Is sex an acceptable gift for Valentine's Day?
It depends. Is it the
no,
first
the
time
fuck or? It's not. Because we get that same coochie.
No, I'm saying, is it the first time I've ever had sex?
No. Because okay. If we're going out Valentine's Day, it's not the first time we're going out. So we get that same coochie 350 times out the year.
I agree. I don't believe sex is a gift. But I also feel like Valentine's Day is for the women. Like, I feel like that's for a woman's day. Like, it's about chocolate, you know, roses, a man. Like, that's a woman's holiday.
I'm gonna come back like, oh, so when is the man's day?
But after every day,
don't nobody celebrate Stevie's Day.
Y'all still have one.
Don't celebrate that shit.
Definitely don't have no decorations for that shit.
But being a woman is hard. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot to be a woman. So we can have one day that's for us. You know what I'm saying? To celebrate us being good girlfriends or good wives or whatever it may be. I feel like Valentine's Day is for the woman.
Even the single bitches that's out here chasing. Y'all need one day a break with somebody appreciate your
Exactly. So I feel like Valentine's Day is for the women. Now, I don't like if you want to get your man a gift, I have no problem against that. Every time I always get them a little something. You know, something cute, something that they like.
That's like jewelry.
Yeah, stuff like that. Like wallet. No. Like, you know, a bell, a nice little bell.
A ring.
Okay, you taking shit too far now. All right.
Luggage.
You know, something nice for them. But I feel like it's the day is about the woman. So guys would be like, oh, coochie not a gift.
It's not.
About the woman.
Well, maybe you just got to amplify the coochie.
Well, is dick
you
a gift?
Do something no, different with
gift.
It.
Oh, no, is dick a gift?
First of all, do y'all realize that 75% of women aren't even having an orgasm when they're having sex with
Who
y'all?
Who thought that is? It's a race and I won. Like,
I'm dead.
I got that for you did.
So dick is absolutely not a gift.
What if he takes his time?
Ooh. Now I got what?
I'm just saying. What if you like?
I'm just saying. A lot of women are not having orgasms while they're having sex anyway. A man go nut regardless. Y'all can stick y'all's dick in a hole in the wall and y'all go nut. Okay.
Y'all don't even have to do that. Y'all could just sit there and think about some shit.
And y'all go nuts.
What about them girls with the Fast and the Furious clitoris fingers? Don't do that now.
I'm dead.
Over with. You messed up your nerves. So
regular sex is no. What if a nigga start doing some freaky shit? Like,
no, dick is not a gift. Like, dick is not a gift, period. I don't care how you wrap it up and do it and put it to the side, put the thing down, flip it and reverse it. No.
Did you take the dick to like a different like country?
Unless your dick got a Rolex hanging from it, for me, that's not a gift. Period.
Like I said, did we take the dick to somewhere else fancy? Like, you know,
am I getting
the vacation dick? Is it Turks dick?
Turks and Caicos dick?
Is it Turks and Caicos dick? That'll be a gift.
Vacation dick? Vacation dick is great.
What if it's like Marriott?
Because it came with
no.
Marriott of Peachtree dick.
Yeah. No.
Penthouse. The 12.
Okay, I'll say this. I feel like it depends on your budget, though. Like, if y'all never go out to, like, STK or y'all never go to, like, the Palms or something, and you take her out for dinner, you know what I'm saying? Y'all go do something that's out of the norm, then that's a gift. You know what I'm saying? It's just do something out the norm and make her feel special. Just make her feel special. That's it.
But if you know that there were several items under that list before you get to the dick is the present.
Right. Mm. Right.
So, fellas, you heard it here first. Dick is the gift.
No, dick is not a gift. We said you have to have all these different things on the list for your dick to qualify as a gift.
Show me some roses at least.
Do pre-work to make that a gift.
Yes.
And that's why coochie's a gift, because multiple coochies can definitely be a gift. I mean, you know what I'm saying? If it's more than one.
Is this allowed on Valentine's Day?
More than one is a gift.
It depends on how your girl is.
Yeah, it depends on how the girl is.
Well, for y'all.
I don't like threesomes. I don't enjoy them.
Have you ever had one?
Yes, I have. And I was just like,
you feel left out?
No, hell no.
I'm about to say, we know who had the bad pussy.
It was two girls and a guy, and I was really looking at him like, why are you here?
You know, it was two girls. Oh, so damn.
It was like, why are you here? You ain't got enough dick for me, and you definitely ain't got dick for both of us.
She was thinking of you?
No. Oh, we might have been about the same.
That's a lot of.
But at the end of the day, I don't enjoy threesomes. I don't. I'm like, I like the attention.
Well,
and
I would be with the gang, but definitely not for Valentine's Day. That's my dick. That I ain't sharing none of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or if, you know, it was a girl.
Well, Mr. All Ambitious, you
can't get no dick.
Valentine's Day threesomes?
Yeah, that's, you know, anything to...
The niggas be with it. Niggas
to please the king,
shit.
You know, at the end of the day.
Niggas be with the shit.
She's been to Lagos. You know, I'm an African brother.
So okay, she knows, African king.
She knows the life and lessons of having a chief with you. You
have Speaking king.
You know, I know that's way. Right. That's why I love African men. They just, their aura is a little different.
You got to know the rules when you're with a boss.
Aura.
Aura.
O-R-A. Aura. I'm just kidding. It's A-U. I know. I was joking. I was joking. A-U. Is it A-U-R-A?
No, you can't say is it. You can't
When I said aura, I was really joking. We're joking, guys.
She with Africans. She can't do no wrong.
I can't. I don't even care.
Nigerian weddings is something else.
Like, oh, yeah. You're crazy.
Get me one like to dinner.
I'm dead.
I'm still putting in my bed. I heard he's single.
This your audition tape.
Ooh, I know that's right, queen.
So, facts or cap?
Oh, God.
Can you be pro-black and have a spouse that isn't black?
Yes.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so. And I'm going to tell you why. Because if you are saying that everything about you is pro-black, then how are you falling for somebody that fits, that doesn't fall into that? You feel me? I feel like, first of all, I'll be the first to say, I don't give a fuck who you date. But I also feel like you can't be saying you're one thing when your actions show something different.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel. Because I think, like, Van Lathan has a white wife. And he's always on CNN like, oh, well, shit, black people. But you found love in a white person.
Right.
Now, what you guys, Nina, you guys want to say?
What about Kobe?
Kobe never presented himself as...
He wasn't ever, like, pro-black, like, blackity-blick-black. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't like that.
I feel like he fucked with his community, though.
He didn't fuck with his community.
No, he definitely did fuck with his community, but he was, like, I don't know. I feel like Kobe was kind of pushed into that role because so many black kids looked up to them.
Yeah.
So he was kind of pushed into that role. He never came out and was like, I want to be the face for black kids around America. He just ended up being in that role.
True.
Now, I agree on Kodak on that because I say, like, I try to be pro-black with my things and things that I, you know, get into. But I also know, like, I would never bring a white man home just being that if I have a child, if I have a son, can't no white man tell my son how it's going to be if he gets pulled over or this and that or, you know, how to fix his hair, or how to walk out. Niggas got a different swag from white men. You know what I'm saying? So
what
I don't...
if he's not white? What if he's Latino
if
or
he
Asian?
Not, if he's not black,
I love black men. That's it. That's just my preference. Mm-hmm. I'm not...
And
if you're not black, I just... It's
and
not
I'm
my
saying
type.
When I was younger, I kind of didn't give a fuck because
I was
younger,
the same way.
But now that I'm older, it's kind of like, even like when I look at black women, I like, bro, I couldn't have it no other way.
I'm the same way.
Like when
way.
I look at old, like black women my age and black and white women of the same age, like I just don't see it. I mean, like white women are cool. Like there are a lot of cool white women. There are like a lot of white women that I'd be like, you know, I think Megan Fox fine as fuck.
Yeah.
But I think like when I look at people like Gabrielle Union, Janelle Monáe.
She's gorgeous.
What's her name? Even goddamn, what's Barack Obama? Michelle Obama. It's like, you know, these are leaders. These are people, these are tastemakers and changers in the community. So I feel like in order to do what I want to do, you know, it's essential. It's kind of like this part is neat. You know, like when you're putting pieces together.
Yeah,
you're
like, the foundation.
This part is essential. You cannot go further if you do not have this shit right.
Right.
That's how I feel like dating black women are. that dating black women is.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, while I do see white women, they're like, damn, she fine as fuck. I don't think there's any white women out here that I could really see myself being like, oh, I'm going to spend the rest of my life with you. I've seen a lot of black women like that that'll just have me smitten. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the part about when we talk, like, what we were talking about earlier, like, these women, different women are in your life for different things. Like, when I see certain black women, it's like, damn.
I'm ready to change my life.
I don't want to like her too quick, but I'm in love right now. I'm about to tell my mom about her, and I'm ready to start this shit right now. And I really have not had that in my head for any white woman that I've met ever.
Damn.
I mean, it's not nothing bad against white women, but I just feel like, you know, I just know my wife is going to be black.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I never discriminated, but I mean, I've dated outside the race, but I've still come back to like black men.
You feel swirly swirl.
You know.
A little swirly swirly.
Nothing wrong with a little black Asian.
Nothing wrong with
trying flavors.
Little Asian.
One little coffee in that. Coffee
in that. Nothing wrong with diversifying little cream in that coffee. Your diet.
No, ain't nothing wrong with that.
But I always end up coming back to black men. I don't know. Because, like, a girl always wants somebody like their father. So, I mean, I definitely want to get somebody that reminds me of my dad. And obviously can't be a white man. Yeah, it's vastly different. Also, shout out to my daddy. It's his birthday today. Happy birthday.
Okay.
Yeah, although you ain't going to see this.
I still am so torn about when I'm going to start putting these clips on Facebook. I don't think I'm going to do it.
I'm dead.
Because niggas is going to start, people from my church going to be like, oh my God, you need Jesus. You need
somebody
to come back.
Somebody screenshotted my page and sent my mom pictures, and she called me like, oh my God.
Oh, your mama didn't know you?
She didn't know.
Hold on, let me follow you real quick. What's on your page?
Goddamn low.
Yeah,
see what you got.
This is like when I kind of first started or whatever. So I had to explain my master plan to her, and now she understands it. So she's like, it's cool. Do what you do. Mm-hmm. And my auntie encourages me. You know, go ahead. Be fine. Be good.
Get your bag.
My mom definitely follows me on the gram.
So... She on the big gram, like the main page.
Instagram. Yeah, she follows me on Instagram. She actually used to listen to the podcast. She recently stopped, but she listens to the radio.
It got too bad.
Sometimes it does get a little out of hand, but
nah, nigga, I listened to the last, I haven't listened to last week, but the week before last week I had my nigga on. I was like, oh my
God. We was, you know, but I mean, it's life. And one thing about me and Drea is we real and we keep it honest. Like, these are things that go on. People have sex, you know what I'm saying? Of course my mom doesn't want to hear her daughter, especially her baby daughter, talking about sex, but she supports everything. I feel like that's just like, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of white people who support their kids doing, you know, the same things that we do. But like I said, it's just the dynamic of black people together. It's just different. You know, like our household was just nothing but black people is different.
I almost fell.
I'm dead. So yeah, that's how I feel as far as like being with a black man. I just feel like things that I've experienced as a black woman, and I don't think I could talk to a white man about it. Like somebody touching my hair at work and that bothering me. Well, your hair is pretty.
They're in money.
That's what I'm saying. Right. Like, so I can't talk
that
to.
That was a stupid answer.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like just little things like
you're
that would definitely, would fucking bother me. Like, I need a black man. I just feel like, they're stronger to me.
I don't know. I think it's kind of like deeper than that. It's just like, yeah. I don't know, like this ancestral type connection.
Yeah, and it's hard to explain, but you can't, but it's like, how would you explain that to somebody outside of your race that doesn't understand? So it's just kind of like,
like it's a universal thing. It's like how you can have like the same soul clap or like dun 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 dun, everybody do the same little dance, you know what I'm saying? Black churches all over the place, like it's a shared experience, even though you're like miles away from each other and may have never interacting with each other, but we got the same black experience. Like, that's something that someone outside of the black race just will not
understand.
Get.
Yeah. Okay.
17 definitely don't discriminate. Every flavor.
Every flavor.
Whichever one is ready to cherish a king the way he needs to be.
So we're going to see you out here with a Rose from Get Out.
I'll prefer Asian.
Give me the keys, Rose!
I prefer Asian. Dead. The Blasian mix is something that I believe in. You know, I haven't had it.
All right, Wesley.
I mean, he chose the little flat ones. I want like a...
The ones that didn't have the surgery.
I ain't seen a thick Asian in a long ass time.
I was
like,
in Japan,
naturally
man.
Thick.
They there.
They must be hidden.
No, they not hidden. You just got to be there. They ain't going to show them mainstream. But when you go to Japan and you in Tokyo...
Because the Asian women I see be having negative ass.
Negative ass.
They be sunken
can't
in.
Can't do like, negative ass.
They be fat
Mm-mm.
ass.
Can't do negative ass.
Y'all know me. I am an ass man.
Yeah.
You're an everything man. You just horny.
Right.
No, when I be horny, I be an everything man. fuck it. Titties, armpit.
Exactly.
Goddamn better road, come here. But shit, when I'm regular, shit, ass.
I am
I used to be a titty man. I used to like titties. Mm. But as I got older.
Titties a certain way, like, titties like laying down, bouncing from the front is like really good. But like, titties just, regular titties are just like.
Yeah, naked titties look a lot different than like, clothed and perked up titties. Yeah. Like, I was looking at Nicki Minaj's titties this weekend, and I was like, damn, she got some nice ass titties. Mm-hmm. But they probably like, flop off to the side. Nah, Nicki Minaj's titties probably fake, so they probably look good.
Nigga. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they look good. They definitely I'm like, good. They definitely look good. You wildin'.
Titty, yeah. Titty, I was about to say Titty Minaj. Nicki Minaj's titties definitely look good. Mm-hmm. Who else got
them? I feel like you'll be okay if you like, you're young. Like, mine's a perky, whether I have a bra on or not.
Yeah.
And like, I've seen bitches with like, the coin purse titties. You know what I'm talking about? They like A cups, but they sag.
Oh, that's really bad.
They look like the coin purse. I'm feel bad for you, because nothing.
Real perky, she said.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. What was that? Nicki Minaj titties?
I'm dead. But I feel like that's what I say about bodies. You see how everybody's being really critical, even about our own bodies. But that's why I'm always a person that's an advocate for plastic surgery. If you don't like something, fix it and correct it and get it how you want it.
Do you think there's such a thing as too much plastic surgery?
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
Because there's this video of this I think she's a white woman. At, yeah. I don't know what she is. But she's literally had everything done.
Crazy.
And she four times. Crazy.
So you know the details on this. So,
well, no, I don't know the details, but I'm saying it looks like she's had everything done. Like four or five times.
I agree. Because she,
because when you go get surgery,
that's an addiction to, like, there are plenty of people who have an addiction to like plastic surgery, even if that means like going to get Botox like every other month or whatever. Like, they be on it.
So what's the difference between like the different types of asses? Because we seen the asses that look like you couldn't tell. Like, well, you probably could tell, but it doesn't look super crazy. Yeah. But we've also seen the asses that look super crazy.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, when people look at me, they can't tell that I've got my body done.
What have you gotten done?
I've gotten a breast lift. I've done lip fillers before. I've had lipo and got it transferred to my butt.
Yeah. Okay, so BBL?
Yeah, I got a BBL. I got fat transfer.
So you used to have a little small booty?
I didn't have no ass.
No ass?
Oh, God.
Great Scott.
No ass?
No, it was really, I had none.
Asian ass?
Well, I have the very opposite of that story. Yeah. I don't have nothing nipped and tucked on me. I didn't have the same ass on me since I was in middle school.
The uncut edition. Yeah. You got stuff coming later.
Middle school.
So, yeah.
I remember being in middle school and seeing,
I would like to,
thick women.
Get my little nip and tuck, though. Get rid of this tummy.
And put it where?
Away.
Oh, I'm about to say, damn. Well,
I'll show y'all my before and after.
Yeah, nope. We're going to put it at the little bottom.
This was my before and after. So damn, I used to my be nigga. Skinny. And then I gained weight to get surgery, and then I got my surgery.
Yeah, girl, you ain't have no ass.
I know, I ain't
that
have none.
That shit is pathetic. Girl,
boy. But I mean, that's what I wanted to do, and I kept it natural. Like I said, people don't never know I got my body done until I say something. But I like the natural look. The natural look to me is just like,
and I think that's where the problem lies. Yeah. But I think with you, looking natural,
exactly.
Yeah, I think with you, like, because if you didn't tell me, I'm like, damn, she just think it's a motherfucker. Because your thighs aren't like super
it's
skinny.
It's proportionate. Shit is not proportionate. Yeah. It looks fake.
Because we see women in Atlanta that are out here. Like, looking like this. You feel me?
Oh, my God. I hate that shit.
Yeah.
I remember it was this chick running around Atlanta. She's in jail now, I think. But she was literally shaped like an ant.
Was she that Asian girl you talking about? The Kimmy girl?
I wasn't going to say her name, but fuck
well,
it.
Well, I mean, she ain't getting out of jail.
Is she not? I looked
at her. She ain't getting out of jail.
No.
What did she do?
It was
horn.
Yeah, it was a bunch of stuff. Yeah. But it was like her third strike. Like,
yeah, so she was, and she, yeah. She
I think
was,
everybody knows her story, though, so. Yeah, Kimmy, well, not, well, if you knew who she was, like, everybody kind of knows.
Yeah, Kimmy was built like a fucking ant.
Crazy.
But, like, for niggas that got that weird fetish, it's like, shit, fuck it, the bigger the better. Fuck
yeah.
So, whew. So, let's get into our last segment, which is from a boy 17. Mm-hmm. We're in the kitchen. Okay. So let's talk about some new music.
Okay.
So for the people that's not familiar with you, give us a little background on 17 and who he is, man.
I'm 17. Freaky 17, that is. 1-7. Like, yeah, freaky. Like, I earned it, though. It's not like I made it up.
I know, that's right.
But,
ladies, yeah. Valentine's Day.
I got a
for the ball, we need it.
Yeah, I got a new record out, man. Freeze. You dig what I'm saying? It's like my first solo album, a project I put out. I'm really excited about it. Sounds really good. A lot of good feedback, you know.
Okay.
So, what part of Florida are you from?
I'm actually from Gainesville, Florida.
That's like close to Jacksonville, right?
It's the University of Florida campus.
Okay. Yeah, so that's what I'm thinking about. Because you say Gainesville, I think of sports immediately. I think of the Georgia-Florida game. So, okay, that's why I think about Gainesville.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So how much did the Florida, because we know Florida has a real, like even going back to like the early to mid-90s, Florida has a real specific sound. So how much did that play into your music?
A lot. You know, that's where I believe my AOB movement really comes from. I'm, you know, even though I was a little older, I still heard the Uncle Lukes and the Trick Daddies and the different things like that. And, you know, that's just a lot of my motivation, you know, definitely.
Okay. Yeah, because I remember when I was in college, most of the CAU football, Clark Atlanta football team at the time was from Miami. So I got really introduced to the juke music. The juke music movement. So I was listening to a bunch of Iceberg. Mm. I listened to, what's that group had, huh? And I'm so
Grimo.
Yes, Grimo. Listen to a bunch of Grimo.
Bing, stick, I used to be down in Florida.
So I know Florida, like even when you listen to it now,
yeah.
Florida music is has a sound. Like so when people wanna throw people have that throwback Atlanta, you got a throwback New Orleans, you got a throwback Houston.
Definitely.
People really sleep on Florida when it comes to that throwback sound.
It's a lot of, like you said, a lot of people who set trends and set standards out of Florida. People just, you know, automatically think of Florida and they think Miami, you know, which is cool, you know, but it's a big state, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a lot of different energy and vibes, you know. Definitely.
Okay.
But I'm cultured, though. Like, I've been a lot of places. I went to college in D.C.
What college?
Where?
Howard.
Yeah. I went to Howard.
Well, yeah.
When did you graduate?
Who said I graduated?
I'm dead.
What year did you attend?
What years were you present?
Who said I graduated?
What years were you present?
09 and 010.
010? You mean 10? 010. Okay, I started in 10. That's crazy.
I might have drunk some Four Locos together.
I was at a couple of Go-Go's, you know what I mean?
I love Go-Go's.
I was there, you know what I mean?
I love Go-Go's.
So we just found out that she knows Nene, and she knows Nene's client as well. Goddamn, Lola, you as popular as a motherfucker.
Are you from here? I'm from here, born and raised, baby. I went to Southwest DeKalb High School.
Oh, you from the East?
Chapel. Oh, yes, I'm an East Sider, baby.
That's where I first moved when I came to Atlanta. Shout out Zone 6.
Okay, all right.
Wait, can I ask a question, though?
What's up?
Okay, so you know how, like, you have, like, Pandora, and you'll pick, like, Beyonce, and they'll play all the music that's alike Beyonce. So if, like, somebody typed in your name on Pandora, like, what other artists would come up?
Oh, probably Lil Wayne.
Okay.
Probably, like, some Nipsey.
Okay.
Just because I'm a businessman as well, you know, I have different car lots all around that city. You know, I'm definitely
money.
No, I got a lot of cars. Nobody said money. But it's going to turn to that. But, yeah, so when you just, like, dibble and dabble so much, you know, you kind of just give off a Tupac essence.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You got to feel me.
Tupac, Wayne, Nipsey, okay.
Yeah,
That's a good little playlist.
A little Wale, you know what I mean? I might give him a little... You know, a little extra.
Got you.
What's your biggest inspiration, for your music?
Just my AOB message, of course. I don't want any guys to be slipping and not understand the definition.
For the people, one more time, what's AOB?
All on a bitch. AOB is a lifestyle.
I'm dead.
It's a lot of women using men, you know what I mean? And it's just like, we have to change the role. We got
to
reverse
it's
it.
Time to use these bitches back.
Hold on.
It's time to use these bitches back.
There's a lot of niggas using bitches out here.
Men been using women. We're just not being putting up on game and getting what we deserve back.
Oh, it's angry.
Okay? That's what it is.
Niggas being used.
So what about what Big Meech did for the strippers in this city? Like, strippers didn't used to be like this until they came and threw all this money on everybody, and now all of a sudden that's the standard.
Strippers,
you know what I mean?
Empowered.
Come on, now it's a different game.
But that's what he chose to do. Nobody was like, oh, come up here, No, he chose to do that.
But strippers do not account for every woman of Atlanta.
Exactly.
Well, saying, or every woman. Culture,
I mean, he just changed the strip club game, you know what I'm feeling?
Different culture.
Yeah,
definitely.
You know what I'm saying? But that's different as far as, you know, really like fucking with somebody and being like, nigga, like I said, men have been using women since the beginning of time. Women are just now getting like, okay, you want to fuck on me all the time. Okay, can you help me with something? Can you do something?
Because bitches be broke.
Women to have places to stay regularly.
And it's different levels of AOB. Like, I'm not telling you to go out and get you no homeless nigga and make him a boss. You know, that never happens. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying get you a boss already and add to that. And then, you know, you'll see where you're going.
And also, I'll say, I will say that people make a lot of fuss about women in their dating circles, like specifically celebrity women. They not gonna go out their way to date a nigga who ain't got it. Because the niggas they around, all them niggas got it. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, if you in college, who you more prone to date? Another nigga in college.
Right, of course.
If you got them at work 50 hours a week, you gonna probably want to fuck on one of your coworkers. I highly advise against it.
Work wife, work husbands, that's fuck a thing.
That.
That's
wife. A thing. Because I remember, I've been working in media since I was 20, 21. Mm-hmm. I've worked around some badass women. I have never shot my shot. I would never do it. Mm-hmm. That is something I completely do not advise. I don't want to do that shit.
You don't shoot your shot?
Not while I'm at work. Because
that shit can get messy.
Well, hell no. I'm a big black man. They're going to believe whatever she say.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And she could be lying. So I would never, like, even with some of the interns I got, niggas be like, oh, man, you got a bunch of bad. I don't, nigga, you can ask them. I don't never talk to any of them. I don't even like texting them late.
Damn.
That's good. Be professional.
I'm not going to attest to that because me and Kodak have been working
together.
Because
I've never.
For a long time. Even when I first moved out here and he was like, hit me up as far as work, it's always been professional. Like, always. Like, now we have a friendship now because we've worked together so much. But it's
would
never
I?
Been. Okay. We didn't ask.
But I won't.
He says he wants you to turn in your pink slip.
Okay. I am
no, dead. Fuck that, because I feel I like her direction. I feel like, you know, what her and Drea got is good. So, shit. Nah, I'm not. Would I rather have 2 minutes worth of coochie or 15, 20 years worth of a business friendship?
You gonna give her 2 minutes?
I'm dead.
Have you seen her? That's all I can.
2 minutes?
Have you seen her? You saw the before? You saw the after picture?
Yeah. If you was gonna shoot your shot, you just killed all chances right now.
I'm dead. Look, no, but
and that's fine.
But
I've never done that.
Yeah. But I was just saying he's never done that, so he's not lying. I was just having this back, you know, saying that he's professional.
Yeah, I'm super.
It's a lot of aggressive women in this industry, though, I'm sure. Women shoot their shot at you all the time, right?
It's happened before. But I'm single, so, I mean, like, I just want to fuck who I can right now.
You know what I'm saying? Who's ever available, you know. Whatever. Not too far away.
Yeah.
Whoever, preferably.
You know, close enough to stroke.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, shit. Where you at? Are you close enough to fuck?
Uh-uh.
What you doing? You got time to fuck?
Where you at?
Uh-uh.
Who you with?
How many exes is that?
Can I let you come fuck?
I am dead, Kodak.
That's what niggas be saying. If a nigga see you a where you at text and it's like 2 a.m., are you close enough to fuck? am I lying?
I'm in Duluth. Oh, shit. Yeah.
What's the first? Okay, well, that's another question. What's the furthest you've gone to link with somebody for that?
Okay, I'm a strict person with my women and things I do. I don't go that far. My rule is always
What's the time limit like?
My rule has always been one exit down, either way.
I'm dead.
Down this way, down that way. I know some people who traveled to Valdosta.
Oh, hell no.
Memphis.
The max I'd go is an hour.
And we're talking about booty calls, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What about, well, for a nigga you talking to?
One exit.
Well, I mean, well, niggas would fly. So, I mean, nah. So a nigga, yeah.
Either way.
No, as far as, like, driving, like, when I was in college, my boyfriend at the time, he lived in Corsicana, so we used to always drive
where
back
the fuck
and forth.
Is that?
It's in it's outside of Dallas.
And you were in Houston?
And I was in Houston. So it was, like, a 3.5-hour drive.
Damn!
But I would go and I would stay for the weekend.
Oh, not the whole weekend.
Shit, you better stay the weekend. Fuck.
That's
a 3-hour drive. The most I go is an hour.
You haul them.
I got a similar story. Like, yeah, when I was in college, my boyfriend was down here for, like, the year that he was my boyfriend. He was down here in Georgia, so I drove all the way from D.C.
That's like an 8-9-hour drive?
Man, it's like 12. That's
a drive.
Like,
got you going crazy.
How often did you make that drive?
Oh, I made that drive regularly.
That's
I did that
a, yeah.
Shit like
I used to drive. Yeah,
that
I was doing
like drive like a nigga.
Yeah,
help you some.
That's all stop that for gas. Like, I'd be on a mission.
On
if
a
I gotta
mission.
Be somewhere, and it's like
got that
a whole
dick
long
all on
drive.
My mind.
Oh, I'm dead.
Damn, that's crazy. Shit, the most I'm going
3 hours.
3 hours is not a bad drive for me.
Hour, cause where I stay like an hour. Shit, I mean, well. I think I'm accounting for traffic, so without traffic, probably about 45 minutes.
Mm. Uh-uh.
But an hour, because I stay in Southside, so an hour's like coming up here.
Yeah.
So, shit. I mean, the most I go is an hour, but like, if it's somebody who, because I've thought about, you know, talking to people out of state, but like, those people like couldn't do the little shit, so it's kind of super eliminated. But yeah, driving like for a booty call, hour.
And I can even go a little further off the exit. Like, if you, like, live not close to the highway, I might go down a couple of miles.
But, you know what I'm saying? Fuck that. Well, she got to come to you.
About booty calls, I don't travel for booty calls.
Oh, they travel to you? So what's further a nigga came to you? Like...
Well, you know, I was living in Houston. I don't really do booty calls anymore because I feel like I'm in a different place in my life. I'm not
in
into
the past,
women.
Girl, in the
but
past.
That's what I'm saying. Like, in the past, like, when I was living in Houston, Houston is big. Mm. So if you live, like, on the south side of Houston, you driving to the north side of Houston, it's an hour and a half.
I tell niggas that Houston's, like, a big-ass
It's
Atlanta.
Huge as fuck. So, I mean, like, I didn't, you know, had dudes. I used to live in Pearland, which is the south, so you fucking with a nigga from the north, he got to drive an hour and a half if it's traffic, so.
Was this before or after?
Before or after what? The body?
Yeah.
It was kind of all during throughout. No, it was all kind of
so the before body had niggas driving.
First of all, I've been a cool ass bitch.
See,
so niggas been fucking with me
it's
though.
A
cool ass bitch.
It's a personality.
It's my personality. It's like personality. If niggas fuck with me now I get them like because they be looking at me, then they get to know me and they fuck me. When it used to be like, man, she funny as fuck. Let me hang out when they end up fucking with me. I've been pulling niggas before the ass. I didn't get the ass up for niggas.
I can believe that.
It's the truth. Like I've been pulling niggas.
And you were still cute before.
You know, I had a cute little face. Ugly as himself. You know, I wasn't ugly, Kodak. Yeah, damn. He like, tell the truth, nigga. Fuck.
Give it up. Under the shades.
I've been pulling.
What's the furthest a nigga drove for you?
Furthest a nigga drove for me.
Alabama, probably.
No, from South Carolina.
Damn.
To D.C.
Damn.
That's
I thought you about to say South Carolina to Atlanta.
That's a drive.
South Carolina big, too. For real. You'd be like, going through
from,
that shit for a minute.
Yeah, dude, I was talking to, he went to Bennett, so.
Damn, he had bigger things to worry about.
So he stayed, right? Or he just, like, came and y'all had sex and he drove back?
Huh?
So he came and stayed, or he came and y'all had sex and he went back?
I mean, he stayed for, like, you know, the night that he came up there. Yeah. He went back home the next day.
Yeah, okay. At least you let him stay, though.
I got one for you. I had a girl come in from Canada one time.
You had an alien?
No, she was dope. She was a white girl, super cool. All the way from Canada, right? This is when I first started selling
Canadians
cars.
Canadians are very nice.
I first started selling cars. She came through. She gave me like $4,000 to go to auction and buy my first whip. You know what I'm saying? Because I was working for a
damn,
dude.
Nigga.
Yeah, it was crazy. Never touched her. You know what I'm saying? It's all about like, you get the head, the body's going to follow. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's emotional sometimes. You know what I'm saying? So like, she came all the way from Canada, right? And I was in a dorm at the time. It was an outside visit. Couldn't even chill. Crazy.
Crazy. Shit, I've been there before.
Oh my
outside
God.
Visit.
Nigga, hey, what's going on? Well, visitation hours
the
over.
Way it's set up,
yeah. So why did y'all go get a room or something?
Right?
Yeah, she, yeah.
I thought you was with me.
Nah, nigga, hold on, goddamn.
That sound bad. Okay, she was a little older.
Uh-huh.
And,
y'all dead.
She
Where
really
was she
catfished
staying?
Me. She catfished me. Because the picture she sent me didn't look the same. But she still sent the bread. So, you know what I mean? She felt like the
you
bread.
You feel obligated.
She felt like the bread was going to hold down the catfish. You know what I mean? And it's like, well it did to an extent.
Kind of do.
But it was bad.
Yeah, so I see why I was outside.
So you wasn't even tripping all night. Going
nigga,
like,
hey, man.
No,
R.A.'s tripping, bro.
Money,
but,
baby. I don't
know. R.A.'s tripping, bro. So, shit, I appreciate it.
All right, I'm going to fuck with you.
All right.
I had my coach come through. He's like, yo, lights out. I'm like, coach, I'm outside. He's like. Come in fast. I said, well, baby, you know.
Yeah.
I'm dead.
She's like, yeah, hit my line.
And she still
I give you money, eh?
Yeah. You got the Western Union?
I put the Western Union, eh?
Oh, yeah. No.
The Canadian voice, man. Fuck.
Shout out to you.
I'm dead.
Shout out to the boss, whoever you are.
Was it the cool part of Canada?
I think she was in Vancouver.
Oh, not the cool part.
Shout out to you, man. Yeah.
She was a part of Canada with the mooses.
Yeah.
Anyway, man, it's the Big Homie's house. It's your Big Homie Kodak, Big Homie 17, Big Homie Lex, Big Homie Lola. We got some special edition stuff that we're about to do that y'all need to see. It's going to be lit, man. Shout out to y'all. I appreciate y'all. This is episode 4? This is episode 5.
Five.
Fuck. We up there. It's the Big Homie.
Get up there.